Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 11th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Starting off today, we have two interesting CarPlay stories. First, Porsche has announced a major update to its support for CarPlay, becoming what it calls the first automaker to allow for easier access of vehicles' functions within CarPlay. Porsche says that it has released a new version of its My Porsche application for iPhone, which essentially ties into the CarPlay interface, just like other CarPlay applications. So using the My Porsche application via CarPlay, drivers can adjust settings for things like audio preferences, radio stations, climate control, and ambient lighting. All of these controls are also accessible via Siri on CarPlay. For Porsche drivers, this new experience can be activated by scanning a QR code in the Porsche communication management software in their car. The feature is available in the Porsche Cayenne to start, but the company says it'll roll out to other model lines in the future. This is an interesting solution on Porsche's behalf for making core vehicle features available via CarPlay. The elephant in the room, though, is Apple's next-generation CarPlay platform, which will expand CarPlay with deep integration with in-car features like climate control, gauge clusters, and more. But this announcement from Porsche indicates that it's not imminently planning to adopt next-generation CarPlay. So in the interim, this clever integration of the Porsche application from iPhone with CarPlay is an interesting solution. Apple announced next-gen CarPlay at WWDC 2022, but so far, it hasn't revealed any additional details on a launch, only saying that the CarPlay experience will be available on new cars sometime in late 2023. Also, speaking of CarPlay, and cars that definitely won't get the new CarPlay experience, GM. Earlier this year, GM announced its short-sighted and honestly dumb decision to ditch CarPlay in all of its future EVs, opting for a partnership with Google instead. The company has received an incredible amount of backlash since this announcement, and unsurprisingly, GM dealerships are also none too happy about the move. A report from the Detroit Free Press this week rounded up comments and concerns from GM dealers who are still grappling with the company's surprise announcement. The GM dealers explained that the risk of failure with this move to ditch CarPlay is very high. GM dealers also haven't received any communication from the company about what exactly is happening or what to expect from the new platform. One source cited in the report said, quote, "CarPlay's not broken. Why fix it? The risk of failure is very high, and I don't even know the name of GM's new system, much less what benefits our customers can expect. Nobody has had any communication from GM, so what am I supposed to tell my customers? The new system just can't work. It has to be the best in the market, and it's gotta be better than CarPlay." End quote. Dealers also expressed concerns about the timing of GM's move to drop CarPlay as it also simultaneously ramps up its focus on electric cars, with plans to release 7 EVs based on its next-generation platform starting this year. Other GM dealers cited in the report expressed similar concerns, including worries that the move could cost dealers and salespeople money. One dealer source said, quote, "There's an infinite number of ways this could go bad," end quote. But ultimately, GM doesn't seem too keen on responding to this feedback from dealers or from consumers themselves. The company is hoping to boost its own subscription revenue to $20 to $25 billion by 2023, and it believes this is only possible by ditching CarPlay and building its own in-car infotainment system. We are sponsored this week by Roborock, the epitome of home cleaning innovation. Roborock invites you to discover a world of convenience and efficiency. With a relentless commitment to research, development, and production, Roborock excels in creating advanced robotic, cordless, and wet-dry vacuum cleaners. Roborock's products are meticulously designed to solve genuine problems and empower you to live a better life. This Prime Day, unlock incredible savings on a wide selection of Roborock models to experience the future of home cleaning with discounts of up to 45% off. Roborock's advanced technology seamlessly navigates your home, leaving no corner untouched. So say goodbye to manual vacuuming and hello to more free time. Take advantage of Roborock's Prime Day deals of up to 45% off and discover the remarkable benefits of Roborock for yourself. Hit the link in the show notes to shop now and transform your cleaning routine like never before. My thanks to Roborock for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. Running out today, the Apple Vision Pro headset features two chips inside: the M2 processor that we've previously seen with Macs and the iPad Pro, as well as an all-new R1 chip that Apple says is designed to process all of the cameras and sensor inputs collected by Vision Pro. A new supply chain report this week offers additional details on what exactly Apple is expecting from the R1 and what the benefits of it are compared to the M2. The R1 chip is handling data from 12 cameras, 6 microphones, and 5 sensors, and processing data for head tracking, eye tracking, 3D mapping of your surroundings, and hand tracking. Having a separate processor handle these tasks is key to Vision Pro performance, especially for ensuring there is no discernible lag between head and eye movements and the content displayed. This week's supply chain report explains that one of the keys to this processing speed is custom-designed ultra-low-latency RAM that's packaged within the R1 system on a chip. An Apple supplier has developed a custom 1GB RAM chip that is known to have increased the number of input and output pins by 8-fold to minimize delays and latency. This new chip has also been designed using a special packaging so it can be attached to the R1 as a single unit. This design, according to the supply chain report, is able to double the data processing speed compared to traditional RAM processing. This is yet another indication of just how much innovation and all-new technology Apple has packed into Vision Pro, and to learn more about how the R1 chip pairs with the familiar M2 chip to specifically focus on improving the Vision Pro experience. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Mastodon, Twitter, Threads, or Instagram at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow with a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.